This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
BJ and Jim.
I wanted to mention you went to play golf over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And you know, all the shenanigans up there.
No, it was a lot of shenanigans. First of all, a shout out to Red Rocks Country Club. That place, I swear, even my son, and you know, 18, you don't really feel like, you know, the earth and stuff. But that country club is the most beautiful country club, and it's so underrated. Like, people don't know about it. A lot of people, until I met you, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, and they kind of like it that way.
Well, they do.
Because people that are members,
they like it. So it's Red Rocks Country Club. I know they have some memberships for sale because I looked into it.
They do.
Yeah. Anyway, but you play along the actual Red Rocks, you know, that you see at Red Rocks. And so you play along there, and it was just so beautiful. And even my son is like, man, this is God's country.
Man, I got to tell you, the views from up there, of downtown and back through the Denver area, unbelievable. But they really are cool.
Our highlight was, okay, so maybe this is like some, oh my God, we saw celebrities kind of thing. And we got a little goofy about it. But we saw this guy. His name is Justin Gaethje, something like that. I think that my son said his name is Gaethje. It's Justin the Highlight Gaethje, something like that. I don't know.
Anyway,
Gaethje.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
UFC fighter.
Yes, yeah. UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was on the first tee box with us, and we had joined them, right?
Right.
And he's like, hey, what are you doing? And my son's like, well, I have to be honest, I'm a little nervous. This is only like the third time I play golf, whatever. And he's like, just suck fast. That's all you have to worry about, and nobody's going to care. And he was the nicest guy ever. And my son comes over, and he goes, do you see that he has cauliflower ear? And because my son was always worried about getting that when he did whatever he did. That.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, he was always worried about getting that because it's a thing. And I said, no, I didn't notice. I said, he's a spitfire. And he goes, Mom, he could kill us.
He could wrap a golf club around your neck.
Yeah. I go, wait, that guy that's the nicest man on the planet could kill us? He goes, he's a UFC fighter. He could literally like two.
It's a different breed.
I'm not familiar with him. Is he a big dude or
no,
is it a different weight
no,
class that he's in?
He's just can tell he's ripped, right? He's very broad. But he's not like 9 feet tall or anything, but he's really broad. And like literally, the way my kid put it, like he could just tap me, I'd be dead. He'd tap my son, he'd be dead. And the guy would just walk off the course.
He could blow on me and I'd be dead.
He's a bad dude.
He is, right?
I've never seen the guy.
But the thing is, you don't know, like people can kill you.
Yeah.
You know, like, because nice people, I mean, he was, honest to God, he's just so fun and so nice. And he was so great to my kid.
Anytime I've seen his post-fight interviews, he seems like a super nice guy.
So nice. Yeah.
Is he from Colorado?
He trains in Colorado Springs.
Gotcha.
I guess he lives in Littleton.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said he lived in Littleton.
Oh, we're in my hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where all the bad guys live.
And he drives that Lamborghini SUV that I want so bad.
Woo! So nice. Man,
he must be doing well there.
I think he is.
He's at the country club with the Lamborghini. I need to get into that fight thing.
So that was a great, you know, that's cool because my kid's home and he knows this UFC fighter, and for that guy to play with us for the first hole, and then I was like, look, I am sucking and I have to use the chickpeas. I said, just go ahead and play through whatever. And he was like, no, come on. And we're fine. And we're like, yeah, it was fine. So anyway, because I think he made me nervous.
Was he decent?
Yeah, he was.
He was pretty good?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so.
And so then we get to go, well, we're going to go have lunch because we're done or whatever. Still never found that number 12. That is the weirdest thing. You guys, we played 18 holes of golf and we never saw 12.
And I know that course. It's impossible to miss.
No, we did. We missed it.
12's tough to miss.
Well, we missed it. Have you met us?
Just saying.
First let me tell you this. So we were on 18, I think, whatever. And my son had just said, and by the way, shout out to Golf Galaxy because they're very nice people. We've been at Golf Galaxy Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
They know you by name.
So Friday we went and hit drivers, and my kid bought one, like with his own money. He bought a driver. It was like $400, and he did not want to pay for it.
I don't blame him.
He just kept looking at me, and I'm like, you have a full-time job. I said, I don't need a driver. Right? I have my driver.
Got the pony up, pal. Yeah, if you're going to play this game, it's not cheap.
And then he's like, my birthday's coming up. I'm like,
your old birthday trick.
Yeah, because they try that, right?
Wait a minute. Yeah. His birthday is still 2 months away.
I know.
You can't pull that one.
It's a birthday advance.
The advance never works when you're a parent.
I know.
Because when birthday gets here, you got to pony up again.
Exactly. And he knows that because you
it's
feel
a scam.
It is a scam.
It's a scam the kids try to pull on their parents.
I still use it on my mom all the time.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up. Anyway, he bought it, and so he's so proud of it because it's his own money. You know, everything is more important when you paid for it and it came out of your pocket, right? And so he literally beat you. I'm not even lying. He just said how much he loved that club and how well he sent it. He hit 3 bogeys and 1 par, and he was playing really well. For 3 bogeys and 1 par for a kid that's only played the third time, that's pretty good at that course. And he hits it, and we watched it in slow-mo, and the entire head of the club goes flying off and lands in a pile of deer.
No!
Yes.
I saw the video. I mean, literally, he takes a swing.
Yeah.
And when he finishes his swing, he's only got a stick in his hand. The club's gone. It's just like he's got a rod. It's almost like he's waiting on lightning to hit this rod.
Because he had me videotape him, because there's an app he downloaded where you can compare your swing to a pro's.
They can break it down.
Yeah, they can put it side by side. So he's like, will you videotape me on this last hole so I can compare myself to Rory? And I was like, yeah. And sure, it was great timing because that thing and my kid.
So for my fresh start, I want to move to Sweden.
What's that?
I want to move to Sweden. You know, the land of IKEA.
Spadil?
I don't know. That's on your guys' side. I just turned my mic off.
I just
want
to pick up my boys.
Oh.
What were you watching?
It just went on.
Someone that wants to move to Sweden.
Sweden. Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea where they came from. She was talking me into it.
I was like, I hear Sweden's nice this time of year. We were all just like,
maybe a great place to go play golf.
Maybe. So anyway, the whole head came off, and my kid doesn't use the F word around me. But he turns around and it's all on tape, and he's like, the effing thing just snapped off. The effing thing. I was like, oh. But I wasn't mad they say it because I was kind of like, I know.
Time to go back to Golf Galaxy.
I know, right? So we took it back yesterday and they took it. And then, so I guess Callaway has a 24-hour or 48-hour return like that or something.
Thank goodness.
So we went back to Golf Galaxy.
Man, I know when my kids come home, like I've got one in New York and one in L.A., when they come here and they're going to spend 3 or 4 or 5 days, whatever it may be, like he was here for what, 9 days, 10 days?
Yeah.
Something like that. Man, it just flies by.
It does. It? Yeah, it was fun though.
You have a great time, but the time just flies by. Well, but again, you guys had a good time.
Again, shout out to Red Rocks Country Club. It was really great. We even saw PJ Hall there and he told me about his macaroni balls. It's a very long story. I'll tell some other time. He had to be there.
Well, that's a good tease.
Yeah.
Coming up, macaroni balls.
With PJ Hall.
Yeah, PJ Hall.
It was weird.
By the way, if you'd like a membership to Red Rocks Country Club,
right, yeah,
just call them up.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.